With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
All right, joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline, one of our favorite baseball writers, Corey Brock. And Corey, I understand you actually chatted with the guys while I was gone on vacation, but needed to bring you back after what a tremendous piece about Tony Gwynn and his first minor league season in Walla Walla, Washington. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. We loved this yesterday when it popped up. I go, Paulie, we just had Corey on. I don't care. Just get him on again. I want to talk about this. What inspired this piece in The Athletic?
Hey, I'm glad you asked. You know, what was funny, this goes all the way back to December. I don't know. I'm just doing some stuff around the house, probably some chores or neglecting chores. Probably that's more accurately the case. But I had the MLB Network on, and, you know, they were showing the Tony Gwynn, you know, special they did, right? And it kind of, I think they mentioned Walla Walla on there briefly, and I had always known that Tony started his career in Walla Walla, probably just because I saw it on the back of a baseball card or, you know, growing up in the Northwest. And just so people know, Walla Walla is about a 4 or 5 hour drive from Seattle, you know, depending on if you get behind a hay baler at some point on some of those roads as you get into Eastern Washington. So, you know, I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? We're coming up on the 40th anniversary of Tony's, the start of his career. I think it'd be fun to kind of retrace those steps and talk to some people that were around Tony that summer, and lo and behold, there were some great stories that came from it.
I was on one of those roads going over the Blewett Pass just a few days ago on my vacation, so I know what you're talking about there, Corey. Some of the great things, I like, for instance, I knew covering Tony, one of the things that he hated most of all was flying, which is weird for a professional baseball player.
Kind of a weird profession to choose,
exactly.
Knowing you're going to spend a lot of your life
in an airplane. But the story, and I don't know where you got this information about his first trip to get to Walla Walla after he was drafted and sent there by the Padres, Corey.
Well, yeah, he absolutely hated flying. And I think then as he got into his career and certainly flying charters with the Padres, he just kind of learned to tolerate it, but never really liked it. But, you know, just kind of going back and talking to his agent, talking to Alicia, who was, oh, she was so helpful for this story. And then, you know, I tracked down some information from the Spokane airport, who exactly was flying these flights and what type of equipment they were using. So I was, you know, I was able to find out, exactly what kind of plane he was flying on. Sure enough, Alicia said that it just scared the hell out of him. You know, these little prop jobs feel like they're flying about 40 feet off the ground. You hit every bump there is, and I'm sure he was very happy to get to Walla Walla, not just to start his career, but maybe to actually just get his feet on the ground.
Yeah, I've done that one time, and never again. You look down, the traffic on the freeway is going faster than the airplane is going because of the headwind. It's the most terrifying thing ever. I can't even imagine. But we're talking to Corey Brock right now, and he wrote a great piece about Tony Gwynn. I wanted to talk about his buddy that he made up there in Walla Walla. You know, John Kruk, just one of the great characters of my lifetime. I'm 46 years old, and Kruk has just been, he's just been one of those characters in baseball. Imagine that team, Tony Gwynn, John Kruk, both learning and finding their way as professional ball players. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, Kruk's situation was a little different. He was a year younger than Tony when he got to Walla Walla, and certainly didn't have the, you know, the Division I experience that Tony had that probably helped him assimilate well to that level, and certainly his skills did. But the two kind of gravitated toward each other pretty quickly, and they end up renting bikes and essentially spent that summer kind of whirling around Walla Walla. They'd go play video games at the bowling alley, eat meals together. There's a great story in there about a prank that Tony pulled on John Kruk while they were on the road. I'll leave that for the listeners to dig that up, but it's hilarious. But I think, you know, John saw something in Tony that he sort of wanted to emulate, that Tony had some answers that John didn't at that point. And not just that, Tony was willing to share that information. And John quickly realized, guys, that, you know, if he didn't get his act together, maybe that trip to Walla Walla was going to be his only stop. And certainly Tony, I think, helped him along in his professional career, and certainly they got a chance to play together later. But yeah, it was kind of the birth of a friendship that lasted for a lifetime.
Talking to Corey Brock, I wrote a piece about Tony Gwynn, just amazing. Now, there was one detail, you just mentioned it, that I was dying to know, and I don't know if there was any amount of research that could have ever uncovered this tidbit, but you mentioned how he and John Kruk would go to the bowling alley, and they'd take a $5 bill, get quarters, and play video games for hours. I thought video games, but then again, Tony Gwynn had the greatest hand-eye coordination maybe of all time.
Also ridiculously competitive.
Right.
You know?
I wonder, what games were they playing at that bowling alley? What was Tony's like favorite video game when he was a minor league baseball player? I don't know if that was something that ever even occurred to you, Corey, to find out, but I was just wondering which game Tony played.
Oh, that's a great question, and this is right up my alley too. I'm 52, so like that was prime, you know,
all summer,
video games
all summer
at
long.
The bowling alley,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And so, yeah, no, John
the
didn't
early
seem
80s.
To remember,
I mean, what is even out there like Galaga or
Asteroids? Yeah. All
sure.
Pac-Man, the whole bit.
Popeye.
Popeye.
I don't know.
Donkey
Dick
Kong,
Doug,
even.
You
Donkey
know,
Kong.
Like,
yeah.
We could have our own segment on 80s video games. I think it would be very popular.
I could imagine he was very good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I think John was just demoralized playing against Tony in video games. Like, it wasn't bad enough that this guy could just fall out of bed and get four hits in a game, that he was also amazing playing video games. So, yeah, John never felt the same about video games after that. But, again, it was something they could do together. You know, you get a lot of off time. And let's face it, it's 1981 in Walla Walla. There weren't a whole lot of other things to do.
We are talking to Corey Brock, wrote a really, really good piece about Tony Gwynn in The Athletic. Highly encourage you guys to go check it out. I wanted to ask you, while we got you, we talked to you last week. There was a bit of doom and gloom with the Mariners, right? You traded your closer. There's some unrest in the locker room. It seems to have calmed down a little bit, and you know, handling up on the Tampa Bay Rays will help a team get back together, won't it, Corey?
Yeah, and, you know, I've had people sort of suggest to me that, well, I will go back a week and say, yeah, the optics of that trade weren't good, just the timing, trading him to a division rival who happened to be in town that day. I completely get that. But I think if you look at this holistically, you realize this was a good baseball trade, especially the ones they made after, including getting Diego Castillo, the closer, to replace Kendall Graveman. So, you know, these guys are professionals. And, you know, I had people ask me, like, oh, this is going to be, you know, you're going to have a bad clubhouse for a while here. And I thought that's a little disingenuous to these players who are professionals. A lot of them have been traded before. They understand the business of the game. And certainly time marches on, right? I think this Abraham Toro is going to be a nice player for them. He's already off to a great start. Diego Castillo had a save last night. And, you know, they're three games out of the wild card. So things are still looking pretty good for the Mariners.
You know, I was just in Seattle yesterday, and my son actually coming. I don't see any people walking around with, like, Mariners jerseys or gear. There's Seahawks stuff. There was Kraken jerseys, you know, all over the place. But you didn't see a lot of it. I don't know. Is that do they just don't believe in this team? They're only two games out in the wild card race behind the
playing
A's,
good.
Tied with the Yankees. Is there a skepticism about the Mariners right now, Corey, that people just don't think that they're going to get it done?
Well, sure, and, you know, they haven't been in the playoffs in 20 years. So, you know, for a generation of fans, they don't know anything other than this. So, but, yeah, a couple factors there. Sadly, a lot of people don't go out in downtown Seattle anymore for reasons you might expect. And then it's a Seahawk town. And then, of course, are still non-existent NHL team anymore. I used to call them that because they were still very popular when they didn't have any players. But yeah, people are cracking crazy up in Seattle. So maybe, you know, as we get a little further into August, into September, you're playing meaningful games, maybe the fans will come around.
Corey, I really appreciate it. Great piece. I encourage anyone to check it out that hasn't, any Tony Gwynn fan, Padres fan in The Athletic. Always good talking to you, man.
Hey, good. Good catching up, guys. I guess we'll talk next week about something else.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Keep writing good stuff. We'll keep having you on. How about that?
We'll find an excuse. Thanks, Corey.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks, Corey Brockin, our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.